All right, it's the rundown. It's Monday. It is June 23rd.
Fifth.
Brought to you by Absolute. Both of these guys holding it. Very American, very patriotic right now looking, which is good because the 4th of July is coming. It is brought to you by Absolute. Limited edition America bottle. Just in time for the 4th. Talk about my 4th of July plans. Okay, I'm going to be in Nantucket for the 4th of July. I'm very excited. I'm going Thursday. And then, hopefully be there as long as I can for the month. I'm going to do radio from there, but I'm going to take vacation. I'm very excited. I'll have Absolute. I'll have America. 4th of July.
You're going for the whole month?
I'm going to try to.
You can get that wiffle ball swing down?
Oh, yeah. I smoked one. What?
Whole month.
I'm going to try.
Yeah. Month off. No days off.
I'm going to miss you.
No days off except for the month of
You're going to miss me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked Tommy this morning, do you think there's any chance that...
Why do we have an ironing board right there?
Oh, because we're taking pictures.
Got it.
Is there any chance that Team Portnoy makes a trip out there?
See, what he should have done, you really should have rode the good luck charm thing through for this, because you could get a month for free.
You fucked up.
But you really, did not have the
Yeah, you had to graduate college and all that.
Yeah,
bullshit.
You started
to hang out with his friends. Yeah,
he's like, my last day to hang out with my friends. Well, now, Tommy, you are Team Portnoy, but you were getting 10% of the, you separated and then got murdered. Now I had to
go cold.
See the forest through the trees.
Didn't go cold.
Hashtag Absolute America and hashtag promotion. I mean, how can you, this makes no sense. Somebody tell these ad people, if you're just like a human and you send us a picture with the Absolute, you do not have to do hashtag promotion. You do not. You can just do hashtag Absolute America. We have to do them both, but the end user doesn't. Let's make this easy on them. Get the bottle, just do hashtag.
Well, that's to get the $1 donation.
So if you want to donate, you got to do that.
Yeah, you got to do that.
For a dollar donation. Because they're going to donate a dollar from September 3rd to every photo shared with people partying with Absolute America.
And the hashtag.
And hashtag.
To make America
so to
beautiful.
Get the dollar donated, you got to use
what
the
What are you guys doing for the 4th?
Just hanging.
Sounds
Vacation,
awesome.
Taking the week off.
Are you going to be in New York?
No.
Are you going somewhere private? Is that why it's like?
I'm going somewhere.
Okay.
Overseas? Yeah, I'm taking a little plane.
Like a different country?
Yeah, that would be overseas.
I mean...
Well, I'm going overseas.
Where are you going?
Nantucket.
Fuck you.
Overseas. Drop dead.
Touche.
Drop dead.
Damn it. I walked into that one.
Yeah, you did. All right, World Cup's going. I've watched some of it. The big moments that I've seen is the Germany's guy's goal. He bended it like Beckham. Pretty good movie, by the way.
Sick.
What?
That was a sick goal.
Yeah, sick goal, and they
it's
went
like
nuts.
It's like a walk-off, right?
Yeah, that's what they said. It was, but it's not, but it was close, because it was like the...
It was like the 95th minute.
I still don't know how time goes. They keep the time. I don't know why they don't let you know what's going on with that.
It's actually awesome.
It's crazy to have it just open-ended. There were 7 minutes in the Brazil game the other day.
Yeah, but that's
a long fucking time.
No, but it's awesome because...
Especially if you guys are gambling and shit.
Because the timeouts and, like, there's no commercials, it's awesome. You know, you have a sense.
And then the other one was the English bar going absolutely nuts after they scored a goal there on... I just asked Liz, I did my pre-show prep, because I know Mexico is a big story in the World Cup. They play Wednesday. If they win, they're on. I haven't paid that much attention, Dan. It seems like you have, so
yeah,
you're
awesome.
In on the World Cup.
I love the World Cup. I love... Yeah, you actually, I was expecting you to talk about the England game. Panama lost 6-1, but they scored their first ever goal in the World
Cup.
They
celebrated?
Like, the craziest celebration you've ever seen. Their fans were just going, like, crying, going nuts. That's what the World Cup is. They're like, the fans are on a different level.
Well, even that English bar was like, it was 1-0 early in the game. They went crazy with that. Because, I mean, if it's every 4 years and you only score like one or two goals a game,
and
you gotta go, but you gotta like soak the moment in.
Right, and we know it. I mean, when the TJ Oshie thing against Russia, like those moments are the best when your whole country can come together.
Mm-hmm.
They're also, Iran did an awesome thing instead of...
You don't hear that every day.
Yeah. That's true. Instead of calling or hitting a fire alarm in Portugal's hotel, they just threw in a huge fucking party right outside their hotel. And you can see Ronaldo in the window being like, can you guys be quiet? Just fucking threw a rager
awesome.
Right on the street. That's the World Cup. It's like soccer fans are on a different level than
totally.
Every other
yeah,
fan.
Totally. I mean, they like... Don't they basically kill each other?
I was going to say, the only thing we haven't heard yet is violence.
Yeah.
That's coming. I guess it's still group
one.
It's hard to get news out of Russia.
Anything bad in Russia, you just, they kill everybody.
Yeah, you don't
tell
hear
you.
About it.
Right.
Yeah.
This story is very funny. So it was gay pride yesterday in the country.
It's amazing.
We got, they have a, I would say probably the biggest ones here in New York. I mean, it's
it was right outside our office.
Yeah, it is something.
Mm-hmm. It took me like 40 minutes to cross the street yesterday.
It is, the same happened to me at Halloween.
You can't travel around Manhattan when there's parades.
Yeah, parades.
You have to just shut your day down.
This story out of Cincy, so it's a two husbands. One of them was the mayor of a town. One of them's like the village keeper. They got in a fight. They beat each other up.
Two bills.
Two bills. Two bills. Not to be confused with the ESPN doc on two bills. One of them wanted to leave. The other guy didn't. He wanted to keep partying. And then once they agreed to leave, it was who was least drunk and would drive. And then where it gets a little tricky is apparently they agreed to mutual combat.
Mutual combat fight.
Which seems like, in that case, it's fair game.
Yeah.
But someone then called, like one of them called, said something's wrong.
One of them definitely was losing the mutual combat.
Well, that's what's interesting about, like, with gay domestic violence. It's like a fair fight.
Yeah,
so you know, so like
both guys look like they got
it literally was called mutually acceptable combat.
Like if it's a guy and a girl, obviously you can't have that because it's too violent. But if two guys who are a fair fight match up, that should just be their business.
That seems like the case.
And it's tale as old as time. The whole like, you know, you basically race to get drunker first, so you don't have to drive.
Right.
Every couple does that, gay, straight, or otherwise.
Right. Day drinking.
I'm with these guys. And now they also agreed to, or like, were slapped with mutual restraining orders. They both have restraining orders against each other.
Oh, how do you do that when you live together?
And it's the mayor.
And husband.
It's the mayor. What a story.
Yeah. It's that everything. And they did. They almost look like twins in a weird way. They're very similar looking. The Rundown is brought to you by SeatGeek. $10 off your first ticket order. Obviously, we use SeatGeek for everything. The code RUNDOWN for this. You'll get $10 first ticket order. They have tickets for concerts, baseball, you name it, they have it.
World Cup.
World
Cup.
Do that?
Yeah,
maybe.
Sure. MLS.
Yeah, soccer.
Soccer's going to be big.
LeBron AU. Two stories out of this one. I blogged one, and it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, clearly, but his kid tried to dunk for the first time, missed it by a mile. I wrote a blog how that's very LeBron-esque because he can't dunk. He tried to, cost his team his game. And then the better clip, though, Hubs had later, he just came from the stands and started coaching. Like, he kicked the coach out. Like, he was mad. It was a close game. You can see him getting frustrated in the crowd. He just walks in, starts on the side of the huddle, and then moves into the middle of the huddle. And the guy who's coaching just, you see, he just backs, like, almost like Field of Dreams, that Homer Simpson, like, gif when you walk back into the bushes. And LeBron just took over the entire team. For, like, 3 minutes, he's just coaching the whole team. I don't know what you do. I get it. It's LeBron.
It's kind of cool. I mean, if you're a kid on that team, especially like if you're best friends with Bronny Jr. and he's about to move to LA and you'll never see him again in your life, this is like a moment that
the center,
cherish.
By the way, was taller than LeBron, which is kind of crazy for 13-year-olds.
Also, did you notice no cast?
I did notice that.
Did you notice the headphones in too, by the way? Just sitting in the stands with the headphones on, such a douchebag.
No cast.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's just slow, and I hate LeBron, so it's a good story. A lot of people are very upset. They're mad online that I'm talking about this kid. Not surprising. Another good fight. An interesting one. Jabbar Gaffney versus Lito Shepard. Bet you didn't have that one coming in the morning. So
no, a feud.
Yes. Like,
I mean, since 2012.
Hatfield and McCoys.
This feud sounds like one that ends up in, like, tragedy. Like, if you're doing this much, who knows what happened. But Jabbar Gaffney and his girlfriend followed Lito Shepard from a feud from 2012.
They're cousins, too.
Yeah. Played high school football together, played college football together, followed him, slashed his tires, put some type of substance in his gas tank, which I can only assume was intended to make the car explode. So Lito Shepard, driving home, noticed his car was fucked up. They went to the footage. He couldn't have been surprised. He had to be like, this is definitely amazing.
This is Jabbar Gaffney.
Yeah, if you have a feud like that, you're
always know exactly. Like, it's like Batman and the Joker. It's like you know exactly who's doing what when.
It's a great feud. It's just everyone's like Lito Shepard, Jabbar Gaffney. Like, who would that? I was like, oh, this is good. I like this.
It must be so thrilling to have a rival like that.
That type of feud.
Yeah, like waking up in the morning
and
being
why
like,
you
what
wake up
is
in
my
the
rival going to be?
Yeah.
Slash rival that I've had a 7-year feud on.
There needs to be like a documentary on this.
I wonder, we don't know what started it, right?
No research?
No, it says
maybe they're just going against each other in like OTAs and summer. Like one's a corner, one's a wide receiver. They've grown up. It's just like, big man on campus for
30
years.
The gas tank move is like some, that's like diabolical.
Well, that sounds like something you're trying to make the car.
Yeah, like it's one thing to like slash the tires, like vandalism, or you straight up fight, but pouring a substance in someone's gas tank is like evil villain movie shit.
And the girlfriend involved, I also think, takes like, there's, everyone knows this is like, oh, this is serious. This is Lito Shepherd versus Jabbar Gaffney.
Yeah, when
let,
you...
Let them do their thing.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, when you decide to, you know, date Lito Shepherd or Jabbar Gaffney, you're entering into that feud as well.
Right, yes. You know, like you said, Hatfield McCoy's.
Yeah, it's part of the deal.
Who's, it's like, that's Romeo and Juliet, the basis
of
that
story. Yeah, the Montagues and the Capulets.
Yeah, very well. See? We're very educated.
Very cultured. Yes. Very cultured.
Well, off the top of your tongue, I like that.
It's crazy. Danny Boy Kane versus Big Papa Kane and Hulkamaniac. Feud as old as time.
I mean, Hulkamaniac. Big Papa Kane.
Smashing 91.
Jimmy Fallon got burned, caught using his burner account, I guess. I don't get this at all. Like, I never get the burner. This one, like, congratulating himself. I at first thought he did it on purpose, which would be funny, but I guess he got caught with the burner account.
What do you mean you guess? Like, he did.
What don't you guess? Well, I thought he did it on, like...
As a joke?
Like, I tend to do that. Like, I'll... People like, is that your burner? I do have... Well, maybe.
Maybe you do, maybe you
don't.
The
amount of people who are like, yo, I found Dave's burner. It's BS123456.
He quote tweets it every day.
No kidding.
I haven't used it quite, but I'm quite...
You used it on Friday.
Yeah, that was the first time in like 3 weeks. I'm quite effusive in my... And that... Whoever that account is quite effusive in his praise for me. Tommy. Could be Tommy.
The craziest part about your burner account is you actually didn't need to create one because 15-year-old Steve is your burner account.
Yeah, but he's a real person.
Yeah, I know, but he replies to everyone who tweets being like, that's my president. Like, you don't need that. You have it already.
Yeah, no, Steve
you already
makes a lot
have
of sense.
You have millions. You have
that
16-year-old
makes a lot of sense.
Steve tends to be on the right
actually,
side.
Actually, to be honest, he really does. He's wise beyond his years.
It's so funny, I follow him and every now and then I'm like, I'll see a tweet and I'll just be like,
a quick reminder.
Follow a 16-year-old.
Yeah, like a lot of times I really agree with him, and then he'll be like, there was a fight at the lunch table at the cafeteria today. And
I'm
like,
really
oh,
stressing about
right,
my,
you're in ninth grade.
My AP history final. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, follow a 16-year-old.
Smart kid. Post show, what do we have? We had Pat McAfee, that video is coming out. He played baseball. He looked pretty good for a guy who's never swung a bat before.
Put Tommy over there. In play every single
time. He was good, yeah. Put a lot
was the pitcher going contact. Full speed on him?
Yeah, I think so. He was throwing fastballs on the first and third.
That
it seemed like it didn't seem like
amazing.
It was off. He threw him a breaking ball first pitch in a second at bat.
The way
like
you're answering it makes me think like there maybe he was.
Well, I mean, like
if he's throwing a breaking ball.
He was throwing
not
him. He threw him a fastball. Like
he, what was he throwing in warm ups?
It didn't seem like it was any 90. Less speed, but he was giving him.
How
something.
Was your call?
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that. So you were there.
It'll just be highlights, but
yeah, it was something else happened too.
Frankie freak out?
Oh, well,
Frankie's freaking out.
Making news. His family's mad because the Tavares sweepstakes, which clearly NHL people care about. This office abnormally cares about it because of Frankie. And
well,
once
a day, Frankie just pops up and just starts yelling at someone because of Tavares.
And he just
or
will.
Glenny, don't give me that face. And then,
he'll also just say it. Out of the blue, like if he literally just if John Tavares doesn't sign, I don't know what he'll do with himself. And then there's a story: Bagel Boss, a New York bagel company, said he will deliver to his door bagels every single morning if he re-signs. Frankie came in, he's like, "You see the bagel story?" Because anything that comes out, he talks about. I'm like, "Yeah, I saw it." He's like, "Yeah, we talked about giving him free chicken palms, but we decided we can't do that. It would like you can't set a precedent where you just give away chicken palms."
Really
so I blogged sad. It,
no,
and
no,
now the Borellis
no,
are upset.
Here's the thing. What Frankie Borelli and his father are saying is true. John Tavares is not going to make his decision based on bagels and
but
chicken parm.
Nice
but it's a gesture
it's
that other
nice
people are making.
He didn't say that when it came to his
like,
we don't
like
do that.
Armand's in Chicago and Declan's
saying,
on Wells.
Frankie's
they're
point
both
is correct.
Giving away
where
free
were these guys when John was like struggling?
John, when John Tavares
and
was just a
right.
little pips
Borelli's
coming in for rookie season.
Yes.
He had rookie camp. I welcomed him in. I was like a
14-year-old. We know that. Listen, nobody's doubting that.
The first booth.
Nobody doubts this.
First booth.
Section 1, table 12. He sat right there. And I remember it to this day. I brought over a nice thing. He signed it. It's still hanging in the bar. We could not be more supportive of John Tavares. What I hate.
You could.
I'm trying to change the precedent of the Islanders families. We have to stop with the gimmicks. This is the same fan base that we don't go to games, right? We have the lowest fan base at games
but we'll put up billboards and we'll do all this stuff. You didn't vote to keep them in Nassau.
You weren't even there. Years old. You weren't even there, Frankie.
I couldn't vote. I couldn't.
You weren't even there for the biggest
vote
of your life.
I wasn't allowed to.
Listen, everything you're saying is true. However, this is not the time to do it. Wait till you get Tavares, and then you can fucking change the perception of the fan base.
John Tavares knows if he ever walks in that fucking restaurant, I will pay.
Does
he knows that he's
going
to get... He knows he's going to get charged for chicken farm sales.
I'll do his hair if he wants to.
What if John Tavares resigns and the Islanders have a bad season? He doesn't score a lot of goals. He walks in that restaurant. Does he know he's getting free chicken farm? I don't think so.
What you should have done, Frank.
It's like a head nod. He walks in,
I don't know about that.
I have to pay for the water, though.
What if Frank is
you should have put out a statement saying, Bagel Boss, you haven't been there the way I've been there. We will give John Tavares whatever he wants, but he already knows that. Rather than you say, no, he doesn't get free chicken parms.
See,
you dummy.
Listen, what I said to Dave was, I was like, did you see Bagel Boss? I hate the move. We're not doing this at Pirelli's. We can't be giving out chicken palms to every single person that
That's exactly what he said.
That's exactly what he said.
John Tavares.
You don't get free refills, you don't get water, and you don't get free chicken palms.
No mom and pop restaurant gives out free refills. The Coca-Cola brand, they slam you with these Coke products. They do. They do. If you go to a TGI Fridays, if you go to TGI Fridays, they book deals with the restaurants, and it's cheaper.
We're getting schooled in the game. Francis said earlier.
My dad's at the restaurant right now, busting his ass. You can't pay $2.50 for a Coke? Come on. Don't go out.
Francis said, you're the type of place that, you know, if I got a water cup and I filled it up with soda, you'd be mad. And Frankie goes, we're a restaurant. We're not a pizza
place.
You can't even do that in my place.
We don't have garlic powder and all this shit.
I don't know. It's just sad.
I'm up to my head with John Tavares. I don't need to be talking about the Bagel Boss and chicken parms. He's just got to resign. That's all he's got
to do. You just picked the wrong time to make your stand. That's all.
Just a really nice gesture by Bagel Boss.
I'm trying to go business as usual. We don't need to give him free stuff. We don't need to pamper him in certain ways.
The fact that he's even doing this five-team tour is
wrong. Here's what I'm going to say.
Nine?
It's going to nine.
That's so unlike JT to begin with that makes me scared.
This new agent's like whoring him out. I don't like this guy.
Here's what I'm going to ask, Frankie. John Tavares.
We were doing conversions. We were doing tax law on the way to the pizza review today.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if he goes to Dallas, it's $3 million.
Yeah. Property tax, Canadian tax.
Let me ask you a question, Frankie. If John Tavares, let's say on Thursday we wake up, signs with the Sharks, is there not going to be a small part of you being like, should have done more?
Yeah, you want to empty the tank.
Right.
Like, you don't want to be in a, did I do what everything I could do? Which now you're clearly in that situation.
You don't think that Islanders fans are going to blame you now? Of course they are.
It'd be a real shame if all Islanders fans blame you. We've always been behind John Tavares. And we're trying to make it seem
you're at the 1 yard line.
We're not freaking out.
I'd hate to see
someone. Oh yeah, you're not freaking out at all.
He is literally Frank the Tank from old school when he's like, "Don't freak out.
Keep your composure."
Someone's got to stay normal.
It's not you, pal.
Just keep the chicken.
Someone's got to stay normal.
Price.
Yeah, we agree.
Nothing's gonna change. It's just gonna be on July 1st. He's just gonna be an Islander.
If you made all these moves, Lou Lamoriello, Trotz, and then he doesn't sign.
I don't know what my life is.
And then on top of all that, everyone blames Borelli's for not doing anything.
He might actually kill himself.
He said they're in better shape. Better shape because there's some relevance that the Islanders are in better shape because he hasn't signed yet.
Yes.
Because then they would have kept all their free. They're like Garcineau and all. I've heard everything. I know more about the Islanders than I ever wanted.
Yeah. It's just true. If he would have signed 2 months ago, we wouldn't have had Lou Lamoriello or Barry Trotz.
That's true. So maybe he's just waiting it out a little longer. Do a 19 tour. See what else they can sweeten the pot with.
I'm rooting for you, Frankie. I really am. From the bottom of my heart, I'm rooting for you. But
I don't think you are.
I am. But I really don't want to be stuck in a spot where I have to start blaming Borelli's.
Borelli should not be to blame.
Yeah, it shouldn't. You're right.
We're just making the truth
fact
to
that.
There's an easy way.
The fact that it's a debate and you left that door open is your fault.
Yeah.
I just didn't like what Bagel Boss is doing. I made the comparison. I wasn't going to follow up what Bagel Boss is doing. Like, oh, look at us over here at Perez. You should have offered it and said, you know what?
We don't even need to do this because my friend John and I are so close. He knows that he's going to get taken care of. However, he's going to get this, and this for free. Blow the bagels out of the water.
The problem was when you told me the first time, the way you pitched it made it sound like your chicken palms are up on like a pedestal where you just can't give those away to anybody for free.
Because it sets a bad precedent.
I don't like that Bagel Boss is coming out. It's a media grab, and I think that we hold ourselves to a higher standard than Bagel Boss running around. Where was Bagel Boss last week?
You're just getting bodied.
My dad's out there
right
at campaigns. My dad's out there at campaigns at the Coliseum to get freaking the CAA, the basketball tournament. You don't think he wants the Islanders and John Tavares to sign?
What does your dad think about the headline of Dave's Block?
He wasn't happy.
He was not happy with it. I mean, that's bad PR.
I watched the post on a plane about the the media.
You gotta control the media.
The media has to though. I just because you work here, I have to still be truthful, or else we won't be taken seriously.
You gotta be mad at
the
integrity.
Like the Come on. Yeah. That's all. I mean, that's the fact that it's turning into. I'm not happy.
Listen,
that's what it is, though.
Do you think that at this point, with the bad pizza review and now this headline, that maybe Dave is causing worse?
I didn't get it. He got a good paid pizza review.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah. Wait, what? Well, I thought that was the whole thing.
Well, there were people who said it was an inside job, but it was a good review.
He cooked a different pizza.
Yeah, he got in his own head.
Right, but I thought the whole problem was that he got in his own head and you got a bad score.
No, he got a good score.
We thought it may have like been higher if it was Laredo.
What'd you get?
It was fairly high.
7.9.
I'm just nervous for you, Frankie.
This is really sad.
All right. Well, good luck.
Good luck.
If it's not this week, it's not happening because he can only do the 8-year deal, I guess, this week.
And then God forbid this becomes a food war.
I'd actually would hate to be the demise of Pirelli's. That would bother me. So, I mean, it is what it is. I wouldn't say it's my fault, but I publicized it. But let's hope that you guys stay.
It could all be changed, though. Fixed.
Yeah.
Like that.
Or if Tavares signs.
Just one second.
When John Tavares signs, all you gotta say, be business as usual.
He will sign with the Sharks eventually.
That's ridiculous for you to say that. You're going to throw a fucking party.
No, I'm saying, like, with the chicken palms and bagel balls, everyone just go back to their lives. I'm obviously going to have a heart attack when he signs.
Yeah, okay. But, all right, that's fine.
But I'm saying, the gimmicks. We got to get away from the gimmicks. I don't want to be
It's a lot of hype for a team that, as I've said to Frankie a million times, I can't believe we're still talking about this, but he's been on the team for like a decade and they've sucked the entire time. So I don't know. It's like,
well, why he wants to go somewhere else.
It's like a Mike Trout and the Angels situation. It's like
Jacob DeGrom's still an unbelievable pitcher. They just can't.
He's on one of the worst.
He should probably go.
He's on one of the most dysfunctional franchises in the world. But they just took very big steps to not.
Don't you think John Tavares wants to play playoff hockey?
He has
to sign somewhere else.
He has played playoff hockey.
Like
he's
every
on
year.
His way to playing playoff hockey. Okay. Every day that goes by, we're getting more and more of a better team.
All I ask is that whether he signs or doesn't sign, we need a live Periscope right after from him.
Actually,
You are.
At this point, you should have someone, like, we never know when it's going to break. You almost need a live electric chair at all times.
Yeah, you need to do that because it's probably going to happen over when everyone's gone for 4th of July.
I feel like Whitney's, paying as close attention
as you are. No one
is rooting
harder for him to
leave. Getting 3,000 likes on a tweet where he just writes, ha ha.
Yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be, Whitney is going to have a field day with you, Frankie.
God.
All right. Just
please. Did you hear the story Tommy Smokes told on the radio about him simulating his games when he was a child? This is one of the wildest things.
Simulating what?
Like he would go out in the backyard and he's playing basketball.
That wild.
And he would
play defense against himself.
Wait, so he would in his head he would play out an entire game like in the NCAA tournament. He would like simulate the defensive possessions in his head, keep score, and play out like a full length game.
See, I don't think that's crazy.
So then it translates into Madden. And he would keep all of his stats on an Excel spreadsheet, which even that is nerdy, but not that.
Google Doc.
He then also fabricated, and this is just like this year, he fabricated that he was a franchise quarterback in Madden who made guest appearances on Modern Family
and Ballers.
And he was involved on Ballers, and he did a rom-com with
regular comedy movie
with James Franco and who?
Paul Rudd.
And Paul Rudd.
It's off-season stuff.
He made up. Like in his head, he just said, "I'm a franchise quarterback."
I played the season like for real in Madden and wrote down all my stats. So what happened in the off-season? You got to keep track.
And it's written down.
Yeah, it's written down.
An Excel spreadsheet. Made guest appearance on Modern Family. Yeah.
This guy, Tommy.
And the best part, Dave, is I was going to get coffee room today, and he was explaining it to me. And I was like, oh, well, like, every kid does shit like that. Like, I used to, create crazy Madden teams. And I was like, so you did it, 10 years ago. He's like,
It was February.
As he was saying
on the radio, he was choking back laughter. He was like, even I think this is weird. I don't know
it's
what I was
when
doing.
When you're in the moment, it's fun. When you look at it on like a national radio show and you're reading this Google Doc,
he made up the Paul Rudd and James Franco movie.
I'm not even a huge fan of either of them, but I just felt like it could happen.
Not good. That's the other thing, too. He has very low, he makes it to the quarterfinals, he loses.
How'd the
movie do?
Pretty well, probably 6.4 on IMDb.
Okay.
It's also,
I didn't write that down, but if
it's
I had to
go. Not that shocking because you did do the fan fiction, Survivor series, which is of great
detail.
Right up
the
alley. Oh, yeah.
Right on the spectrum. So,
all right. You just really need a sibling.
Yeah. That's it.